The over $3 billion the Department of Justice sets aside for victim advocacy is the largest source of money to support women who have been victims of sexual assault. And should the shutdown last past Friday, that money will not be available, which could mean women's advocates may have to make some tough decisions. Dee Sims is the director of the Crisis Line and Safe House in Macon. She says the safe house will stay open, but victim advocates may be furloughed.
You're talking about someone that is there during the rape collection of evidence. Someone is there that to hold their hand, to explain to them their rights.
Money under the 15-year-old Violence Against Women Act is the other major source of funds to help sexual violence victims. The last Congress did not reauthorize that money in 2018. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.